Nick, the science guy with the Connecticut Science Center. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good. How cool was this launch?
It's amazing. I am so thrilled. This is huge. This is not just the biggest one, but the biggest one ever, bigger than the Saturn V.
Really?
It's got 8.8 million pounds of thrust. It can carry 27 tons. So that's a lot of capability, which means a lot of amazing things can happen because of this system.
What's the point of this? So this is the test flight, because we're going to send people to the moon in 2024.
Yes.
What's the point of going back to the moon?
The point is to sort of unlock the potential of the moon. It's a fascinating place. It's got lots of resources. It can inspire a generation to pursue science and engineering. I think it's going to bring a world of benefits. Really excited to see what happens. A lot of things we just can't predict. We're going to make discoveries we can't even anticipate.
All right, but I've heard people say if we want to get humanity to Mars, we got to start from the moon.
Right. A moon base.
A moon base.
They put a moon base up there.
Yeah, it is a really great opportunity to test out how to live off of Earth. It's obviously a very different environment, and a lot of the challenges that we would face living on Mars, we would also have to deal with living on the moon, and the moon's a lot closer. So it's easier to kind of meet those challenges by having that lifeline of that close distance to Earth.
How much did that whole rocket weigh? Do we know?
Oh, that's a really great question. I'm not sure the exact weight. It's 322 feet tall. It's taller than the Statue of Liberty.
Wow.
And it's Damn. You know, it's made of, you know, metal, so you can, you know, it's very, very heavy.
So AJ, you went up in a bucket truck that was 75 feet.
Yes. Now imagine,
322. So
yeah. No.
Four times.
Yeah, that's a tall rocket.
Now, that's a tall rocket.
Now, the rockets still doing the used deal to come apart as they're flying, or are you making rockets and they come back down again in one piece?
No, so this is sort of the old style of rocket where it's not reusable.
Okay.
So these boosters go up, they are jettisoned, they fall in the ocean, they're never to be used again. So.
Right.
So that's sort of a disadvantage, and that's part of the reason why this system is quite expensive. It's $4 billion a launch. So it's a lot of money, but it is also blazing a trail. Me personally, I think absolutely worth it.
Yeah, I think it's just insane to think about that.
Yeah.
We were just talking about redneck inventions.
Yeah, like, you're riding the world's largest firecracker, really, basically.
Yeah, it's kind of nerve-wracking that it's essentially a rocket is just a controlled explosion.
It's true.
Yeah, a lot can go wrong. So that there's been a lot of talk about how long it's taken, how expensive it is, and really it's because NASA has to proceed very carefully. They it's very dangerous, and they want to make sure everything goes right and they're being as safe as possible. And so they nailed it. They finally got it.
Yeah, there were a lot of breakdowns. Nick, the science guy, is on. We're talking about the NASA launch of Artemis 1, the moon mission.
Artemis.
There were a lot of delays, a lot of problems. They had one Tuesday. They had a leak.
Yep. Oops. Yeah. We learned about leaks in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, leaks are not good.
Get some duct tape.
Right. Who's chewing gum?
Put a diaper on.
If it was real redneck, you should put some gum in there.
Yeah, if you have a leak on Tuesday and you're launching on Wednesday, you got some good scientists scientating.
Guess what? We're all working overnight.
Yeah.
Order some pizza.
Yeah, leaking combustible fluid is definitely bad news. It's a problem that's been having. It's happened since the first attempt this year on August 29th. There was a fuel leak then as well. So it's tough because it's a gigantic system. It can leak from various places, and I find it funny is that it was like loose bolts, like something as simple as tightening the bolt.
Yeah, got the Craftsman. Here we go.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
I just marvel in this. Smart people.
Yeah, that's not me.
No.
Not at all.
Turns of the wrench.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Like whoever that guy was that was in or girl who was in charge of tightening those bolts.
Uh-huh.
It's like, didn't you use?
Right. Oh, I forgot to tighten them.
Yeah.
Right. Lefty loosey, righty tighty.
You can gauge the pressure.
Oh, the what do you call it? The torque wrench.
Torque wrench.
Yeah.
Didn't you use a torque wrench?
Yeah, you didn't torque it.
Well, every job has bad employees.
Yeah, that's
even space.
Right. That one guy came in late that day, all hungover.
Yep. By the way, it weighed 20,000 pounds.
20,000 pounds.
Wow. Yeah. Yikes.
That's a big Estes rocket.
Well, try to get that into the air.
Right?
Yeah.
And then through the atmosphere.
Seriously. Not hit anything.
Why did it take almost 2 hours to get out of Earth's atmosphere? Did it have to circle the planet first?
I do a couple of cruises.
Yeah, so, I mean, when you're talking about trying to leave Earth's gravity, a lot of people have this idea that you just go straight up and you leave Earth in the sort of vertical direction. Because that's how we see it when it first launches off the pad. It's going straight up. But in reality, after the rocket has launched and it's gone up, it actually turns sideways because it going up in the beginning is just to have it launching off the pad in a vertical direction, but it's better to actually have it go sideways so you can start to gradually build up your speed because Earth's gravity is too strong for a rocket to just go straight up like that. And so because it's going sideways and circling the planet multiple times, it takes a lot of time to leave Earth out.
Wow.
So it just builds up speed. So it's like Superman when he had to turn the Earth backwards Lois out of the ditch.
Yeah, or like, look, there's North America. Oh, look,
it's
North
like
America.
That thing that really didn't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe something bad happened. We don't even know it.
Yeah, no idea.
Shot that rocket up to spin things back.
Oops.
I've had people tell me to turn something sideways and stick it somewhere, but never a shuttle.
Yes.
That's pretty, just pretty wild. I'm still blown away. Even though we were doing this in the 70s, it's still pretty cool that we're doing it now.
Yeah.
Did we do it in the 70s? Did we, Chad?
There's a whole...
Oh, boy.
There is that.
Yeah, the moon didn't have sunlight on it.
When they get to the moon, Nick, in 2024, are they going to fire up that old moon
The moon buggy, yeah.
The moon, what was it called?
The rover? Lunar module.
No, the moon car.
The moon car, yeah.
What
was that called?
The golf cart?
The lunar...
rover.
It was the rover, the moon rover, right. Yes.
Yeah, there's plans to use a rover for sure.
Really?
A great way to cover a lot of ground.
Get some jumper cables.
They're going to use the same rover or bring a new one up?
I think they're making a new one. You know, little update. Yeah, this one's from the 70s.
But there's no rust. There's no moisture.
Yeah, it's just dust. Yes.
That thing would be just as good now.
A couple of jumper cables.
They got to do it.
Yes.
They got to put a new battery or whatever it is.
You get there, the wheels are missing. There's graffiti on it. What happened?
They use some ether spray on the carburetor.
Little ether in the carburetor.
It would save money. I mean, maybe if they run out of money by the time of that.
If anything, the exhaust system may have rot. It'd be louder.
No, but wouldn't that even...
No sound on the moon.
Oh, that's true.
No atmosphere. Yeah, sound needs air to
Wow, travel. You can have gas all day long, no problem.
That's wild.
Yeah.
There's no sound.
No one will hear it.
Like, can that thing explode? It can't explode, right?
Well, yeah, that's another great point. You need oxygen for fire.
There's no combustion.
Yeah.
Fires do happen in space. That's actually extremely dangerous situation because, there's no oxygen on the surface of the moon, but you need oxygen for the astronauts. So there's so fires can happen inside of spacecrafts or rovers if it's
flammable.
Totally pressurized.
Right. So no going to Taco Bell and light them off in the
Right. So you don't want a spark inside that space.
Right. You don't want to go, hey, watch this.
You don't want to go to that space Taco Bell.
No.
Nick, that happened with
Apollo 1. That's what happened. They used a fully 100% oxygen simulated atmosphere for the astronauts to breathe, and there was an electrical spark, and they burned to death. And so
was that the one that was on the launch pad, or was that like 11?
Yeah. It never made it off the launch pad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Had a bottle rocket like this once.
Yeah, so it's extremely dangerous. Fires are extremely serious possibility. Now they don't use pure oxygen for that reason. They use sort of a mixture of oxygen and nitrogen.
Nice.
That's the thing with these astronauts. They're so brave because you might be the lesson.
Yeah, you're the first one.
You might be the one they learn what not to do.
Yep.
I mean, as much as they try to predict what will happen and plan and test and rehearse, there's just a lot that can go wrong.
Reality.
Yeah.
Have they Have they shown anyone what the new spacesuits are going to look like?
Ooh. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they're,
are they cool
yeah,
now?
The
really? Can I look that up now?
Like the Avengers?
Yeah, look it
now?
Up. They're very cool. Yeah,
it's got to be better than the old giant white
God.
Things with the bubble helmet,
the
right?
MTV guy.
Yeah, the MTV guy.
Yes, we're upgrading our astronaut suits. There was a
it's probably like North
sort
Face
of a showcase.
By now. Yes, it's like North Face. They'll cling now. You actually see curves.
It's got a GoPro on top.
Let's see, new space suits.
Oh, yeah.
New space.
Yeah,
it's got to have a European thin look.
Exactly right. Yeah, it's also functional. Leak. Yep, new space suit. NASA. Here we go.
Yeah, the joints are a lot better. You can move your like elbow and knees much more fluidly.
Yeah,
oh, it's more red, white, and blue.
Yeah, it's not much better.
It's not much different.
No,
but I can see they've designed some stuff for movement. They've got a waistband there.
You can see their face now. So that black, that smoked, glass in the front.
It's not tinted anymore.
Right. Yeah.
No, but there are different lenses on that. So
yeah.
You have the clear.
Okay.
But if it's bright, you can put it down. It's like sunglasses.
Gotcha.
But like those ones that change when you go outside, like
there's
cool,
no
though.
Atmosphere to protect you at all. So like you're just getting a full blast of sunlight, completely unfiltered.
It looks like
you
she's
need
carrying,
that.
Yeah. Looks like she's carrying a mattress behind her.
They gotta have
yeah, it's all the life
the
support
back.
System.
Oh,
all the water and air tanks. I mean, everything you need has got to be in that spacesuit. Essentially, the way I like to think about it is that a spacesuit is essentially a miniature spacecraft because you need everything. So that's why they're so bulky.
So cool. How heavy are they though?
Oh, they're extremely heavy.
But it's zero gravity, right?
So that you can afford to make your spacesuit a little heavier because you're absolutely right that on the moon you've got a sixth the gravity that you have on Earth. So you're able to, bounce around like you see in those videos of the Apollo astronauts.
Do they pee in it?
Well, it'd be cool.
Yeah, you got it. Well, they wear... They wear a diaper.
Right, right,
yeah.
Right.
Space diaper.
Space they have
like,
a...
I'm great for a
they
band.
Have a special...
Space diaper.
It has a special name. I forget what they call it. It's like a absorbent module or something. A maximum absorbency garment.
Uranus protector.
Yeah, grandma wears it.
It's a diaper. We all know what it is.
It's
just
a
call it a
maximum absorbency garment.
That is wild.
Not fooling anybody.
Wow. That's amazing.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I really can't wait. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's going
to
be awesome. So 2024.
I just love that I'm going to see that again.
Yeah.
People walking on the moon.
Did the moonwalk?
They have to.
They have
to do
now.
Some things. One, you got to get that moon rover going again.
Exactly.
That would be
friggin' awesome.
Bring
the jumper cables. Yep.
Yeah, and bring it back.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. We'll sell
bring
it here.
Back with you.
Barrett Jackson.
Sure.
We'll sell it, yeah.
Yeah, I could drive it on Earth. Yeah.
Nice.
And the flags are still there, right? I know one American flag was knocked down by a Russian rocket. They did
really?
It on purpose.
You bastards.
They landed right next to it.
Really?
To knock it down.
Oh, okay.
If they
oh,
leave it there, we should bring one of your guys' bumper stickers, Chastity, and put it on
nice.
The leave it there.
Right? Imagine that.
All right, Nick, thanks. Anything going on at the Connecticut Science Center?
Exciting things happening. On November 25th, we are opening a brand new exhibit that's the first one that we built entirely ourselves with our exhibit team. It's called Forest of Illusions. It's all about how we trick our minds and all the light that we can't see. So come check it out.
That's cool.
That sounds great.
Wow.
All right, we'll link up on the website, Connecticut Science Center. Thank you, Nick.